get real-time verification, make payments, update company details with ease. Further, you can also download your compliance certificate. But that's not all. As a NAFSA member, you can update your personal or beneficiary details, check your contribution statements, and submit your benefits claim. iCare. This is more than a platform. It's a transformation. iCare, powered by NAFSA, built for you. Visit www.napsa.co.zm or call toll-free line 677 for more details. NAFSA. Be smart. Secure your future.
Asset-based financing for individuals and businesses. Your business is set for growth with our flexible asset-based financing options that cater to your acquisition of machinery and equipment that is pivotal to its success. This includes financing for alternative energy solutions and equipment to cater for your electricity needs. Call 362 or contact your relationship manager to get started. FNB is a licensed commercial bank. FNB, how can we help you?
Christian Voice News, the Global Link.
Zambia's annual inflation drops to 12.6%. Governance expert calls alleged fake NRCs political sabotage, and Sudan holds first cabinet meeting in capital since 2023 outbreak of war. Good evening. With the main news, I am Margaret Mwanza. The annual rate of inflation for August 2025 has dropped to 12.6% from 13.0% recorded in July 2025. This means that on average, prices of goods and services increased by 12.6% between August 2024 and August 2025. Speaking at a media briefing in Lusaka today, Zambia Statistics Agency, ZAMSTATS, Acting Statistician General, Sheila Mudenda, noted that annual food inflation for August 2025 was recorded at 14.9% compared to 15.3% in July 2025. Ms. Mudenda explained that the decline in food inflation was mainly due to price changes in key food items such as cereals and fruits. This means that, on average, prices of food items increased by 14.9% between August 2024 and August 2025, said Ms. Mudenda. Ms. Mudenda said that the reduction in the overall inflation rate is seen as a positive development for the country's economy, reflecting some easing of price pressures on consumers. The Zambia Police Service has arrested five individuals in connection with the murder of a 22-year-old Enoch Simfukwe, who was a resident of 16 miles along the Kawe-Lusaka Road. Police Public Relations Officer Ray Hamonga confirms that Chowa Police Station in Kawe concluded its investigations and has formally charged the suspects with one count of murder. The five suspects have been jointly charged and arrested for one count of murder, contrary to Section 200, Chapter 87 of the Laws of Zambia, said Mr. Hamonga in a statement issued to RTV News in Lusaka today. He said those arrested include Nathaniel Bathrem, 34, Maria Zalumis, 40, Daniel Chilua, 40, Fortu Mwitangati, 23, and Gift Daka, 25. Mr. Hamonga further said the suspects are in police custody and will appear in court soon. He has reiterated police commitment to ensuring that justice is served, vowing to pursue perpetrators of serious crimes without fear or favor.
The Zambia Police Service wishes to inform the public that Chowa Police Station in Kawe has concluded investigations into the murder of Enoch Simfukwe Kasengale, 22, of 16 miles along Kawe Lusaka Road. Following investigations, police have today, the 28th of August 2025, have jointly charged and arrested five suspects for one count of murder contrary to Section 200, Chapter 37 of the Laws of Zambia. Those arrested are Nathaniel Bathrem, age 34, a Nigerian national, Maria Francis Zalane Zalomis, age 40, of Wanani Farm in...
Governance expert Wesley Mianda has expressed concern over the alleged issuance of fake or 40 national registration cards, NRCs, by government in Northern and Muchinga provinces, describing the act as political sabotage and a blatant misuse of public funds. Speaking in an interview with RTV News today, Mr. Mianda questioned whether the issuance of the fake IDs was a mistake or an intentional move with political motives by the Ministry of Home Affairs. Mr. Mianda emphasized the critical importance of NRCs in the daily lives of citizens, stating that the document is essential for accessing vital services such as government-backed cash for work programs and the Constituency Development Fund, CDF, among others. The NRC is not just a piece of paper. It is a citizen's key to participate fully in economic and social life. Denying people this access, whether deliberately or through negligence, is an attack on their rights, said Mr. Mianda. Mr. Mianda further criticized the waste of taxpayer money, pointing out that resources have already been spent on producing what are now being identified as invalid documents. He has since called on the Minister of Home Affairs and Internal Security, Jack Mwimbu, to take full responsibility for the scandal and move quickly to rectify the situation. Mr. Mianda has further urged government to ensure that all affected citizens are issued valid NRCs without delay.
You cannot register as a voter without an NRC. So for the Minister of Home Affairs to make that great mistake of issuing fake NRCs to the people in Northern Province, is it intentional? Is it intentional that they are supposed, they wanted to differentiate, you know, many people so that they don't register as voters? And for what reason? This is what we may term as political sabotage, which will not be repeated. I think the Minister of Home Affairs, Honorable Jack Mwimbo, should take full responsibility of that to ensure that that scam is quickly corrected.
Medical examinations for the 1,092 young men and women selected to participate in the Zambia National Service, ZNS, Voluntary National Service Training Program, are progressing well at three designated centers across the country. The examinations, which began earlier this week, are being conducted at ZNS Kitwa Training School, ZNS Chishimba Camp in Kasama, and ZNS Chiwoko Camp in Katete. In a statement to RTV News today, Ministry of Defense Principal Public Relations Officer Paul Shalala said the examinations are aimed to assess the physical fitness of the selected youths ahead of the six-month mandatory military training set to commence on 1st September 2025. The cohort includes 468 females and 624 males, with seven participants chosen from each constituency nationwide, said Mr. Shalala. Mr. Shalala said in addition to medical assessments, the screening process includes the verification of academic qualifications to ensure that only eligible candidates proceed to training. He highlighted that the Voluntary National Service Training Program was reintroduced following a directive from President Hakainde Hichilema in November 2024, and to support the initiative, the Ministry of Local Government and Rural Development has disbursed 17.1 million kwacha to the Constituency Development Fund, CDF.
As we speak now, they are doing their medicals at three different sites. We have one site here at ZNS Kitwe, where they are being screened from Monday up to Friday. We have another site at ZNS Chishimba in Katete, in Kasama District in Northern Province. Then we also have Chiwoko Camp in Eastern Province. So all these three sites, the 1,092 youths are being screened. As you know, that military training is one of the mandatory courses under this program. So for them to successfully take part in this training, they have to be physically and medically declared fit.
In African news, just 2 months after the army recaptured Khartoum, the Sudanese cabinet has held its first meeting in the city. Chaired by the country's new transitional Prime Minister Kamal Idris, it was described by state media as a symbolic step towards the returning of state institutions to the city. The government has been operating from Port Sudan since it was forced to relocate following the outbreak of the civil war in April 2023. It aims to return to Khartoum full-time from October. Coming up shortly, European leaders outrage after Russian strikes kill 17 and damage EU's headquarters. This and more, stay tuned.
We are all more at risk of getting HIV, so we should take care. A person can live with HIV in the body for many years without knowing it and without feeling sick. During this period, the person may pass on the HIV to people he or she has sex with.